Country Club FM.
Calling people to action. Either that or saying, hey, I really like the food at the Mongolian barbecue. You ever been to one of those? They have one of those. You can, I think every time you tip, the one that I go to, every time you tip, then you ring the gong. Oh. You gong the gong.
I wish they used to have one in Maple Grove called Mongo's Grill.
It's not there anymore?
No.
There's
no.
The Kuan, Hoo Hot. Oh, no. There's one in Coon Rapids.
Oh.
Right off of Highway 10, Hanson Boulevard. That's where you go and you get a bowl.
Yeah.
You just pile all the stuff in there.
Yeah, Fargo has one of those.
Get to pick you. Yeah, Hoo Ha. We had one in Des Moines. And there's a Hoo Ha in Grand Forks, too. We drove past it. Almost went to it. But you can make your own little deal.
Might go there for lunch today.
Little stir fry. Mm-hmm. We are doing the almanac here today. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 39th day of the year, 326 days this year. We always like to mention on the almanac when somebody gets beheaded, when somebody loses their head, that's always a highlight. Go back to 1587. Mary, Queen of Scots, beheaded on this date in England.
Heads will roll.
Yeah, and they probably did. Yeah. Not straight, though. Not like a bowling ball.
No.
It curved. She was implicated in a plot to try and kill her cousin, Queen Elizabeth I.
Not a good idea.
No, that's a problem when you're in royal family. You want to kill your cousin.
Right.
1587, Boy Scouts of America Organization Incorporated. I never was a Boy Scout or Cub Scout. Never did it. They didn't have a uniform big enough for me, I think was pretty much the reason, so I stayed with 4-H.
We had a thing at our church called Stockade, and they gave us sweatshirts. It was similar, only, you know, through our church. They taught us how to tie knots. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, different stuff.
Stockade,
like that.
Huh? Yeah. That sounds somewhat...
Well, like you were in prison?
Right, yeah.
I was in those wooden things that clamped down.
Somewhat encumbering.
Right.
How can you tie knots when you're in the stockade?
Yeah, it's hard to do. You got to be super skilled.
Yeah, I would say 1924, then Nevada State Prison inmate Joe Gee, first person in the U.S. to be executed in the gas chamber. They used to do that in the gas chamber.
I didn't know we had that.
Back in 24. They had all kinds of methods back then. They were still perfecting.
I thought the electric chair was the
biggest
thing.
Chair.
It is, yeah.
It was, you know.
And then lethal injection, and they've had other things. And they were just trying to perfect to see which was the best method.
Yeah.
As far as capital punishment. That was back in 24. 1936. And I suppose you could probably ask, what's his name? The guy with the slick back hair? From ESPN, Mel Kiper.
Oh, yeah.
He probably could tell you all about the 1936 NFL draft and could probably hype some blue chippers.
Probably.
And his top draft picks. The first ever NFL draft took place on this date.
That would have been Mel Kiper Sr. Because he's junior.
Yes, he's junior.
So I'm sure it was his dad.
Boy, they hyped the NFL draft. I mean, they've got the 12-month news cycle for the NFL.
Pathetic.
They've done a nice job. It's just
too much.
These are guys that... Half of them, maybe even more than half of them, don't even mount to nothing.
Right.
You know, they don't even, some of them don't even play a full season. Oh, this is my top guy on my board. Draft the best available. But Jay Berwanger, the first to be selected ever in the NFL draft, he went to the Philadelphia Eagles. I should have looked up, double check and see what college he was from. Jay Berwanger.
I know that name. Did he win? Was he like the first Heisman Trophy winner?
He was right up there. He was close to that list. That might be where you've heard that name before.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he didn't mount to much in the NFL, so he did Berwanger's Big and Tall.
He might have.
You might have heard of that in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
University of Chicago.
Chicago, okay. 1963, Lamar Hunt, owner of the American Football League franchise, the Dallas Texans. More sports here for you. The Dallas Texans and Lamar Hunt, the longtime owner of the Chiefs, moved the operation to Kansas City. So the Dallas Texans became the Kansas City Chiefs in the American Football League on this date, 1963. Also 1963, no more Cuban cigars. The Kennedy administration prohibited travel to Cuba, made financial and commercial transactions with Cuba illegal for U.S. citizens.
Yep.
And that whole thing lasted right up until, you know,
recently got over that,
Obama
right?
administration. Starting to lax those rules a little bit. 1985, this date. It was a sad day for me as a young child. Because the General Lee jumped its last crevasse Boss Hogg counted his last simoleon, and the Boar's Nest served its last beer. Daisy was harassed at the Boar's Nest for the last time. Dukes of Hazzard aired for the final time. Of course, it was in syndication, but the last new original episode, Season 7, came to an end for the Dukes, 1985.
Very sad day.
It was a sad day back in 85. 86, 5 foot 7 inch Spud Webb won the slam dunk competition. They said he couldn't do it.
I remember watching that.
He has, just think of his vertical leap.
He had some ups. As
that's what they say.
Say.
5 foot 7 inch and he could still dunk. I could be 6'7" and with my current vertical, I still couldn't.
No.
I still couldn't dunk. That was in 86. 1990, sad day in rock and roll music history. This is Del Shannon. Little Town Flirt, Hats Off to Larry, Runaway. Those are his three big hits. Del Shannon died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound this day, 1990. He was only 50.
Suffered from depression. He was taking Prozac at the time. Wasn't enough, evidently.
1993. 1993, NBC was making things up, and it wasn't Brian Williams doing it.
Really?
Yeah, they lied about this story about GM trucks exploding in collisions. And Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley then had to go on the air and basically apologize.
The Dateline reporter said, quote, "At impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank," unquote. GM has now x-rayed that tank and found no hole.
"We acknowledge the placing of the incendiary devices under the truck was a bad idea from start to finish.
That's our new policy, and we'll be right back."
Dateline had a new policy beginning that day. They report on real news.
They were not going to fabricate
stuff. No. And, you know, it's poor Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley. They're the ones who had to go on the air.
Right.
We
have nothing.
It wasn't the producer. Right. It wasn't the people who actually did this. Although maybe Jane Pauley did. You could see Jane Pauley on a creeper underneath the 78 Chevy pickup Scottsdale.
Yes.
Custom Deluxe. And, you know, she could be on
attaching
there on her back incendiary device. That was in 1993. 2007, this date, Anna Nicole Smith passed away. She collapsed at the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. She was only 39. She had issues, drugs, and other things.
Yeah.
And she was lovely. You know, and then she got into all that.
She married the 93-year-old.
Yep. Married the old guy.
She was only 26 when she did that.
Wow. She had issues.
She was 39, 2007. And 2010, Dr. Conrad Murray charged with involuntary manslaughter in the 2009 death of pop superstar Michael Jackson. He had been prescribing drugs that he shouldn't have been prescribing to Michael Jackson. That was 2010 here this date. Let's move on to birthdays. John Williams is 85 today. He's the composer. He's the conductor. Some of the most famous movie themes of all time.
Sure.
This one here, Jaws.
Jaws. So good.
Good use of the cello. He did E.T., did Schindler's List. Of course, Star Wars probably his most famous. He did Jaws. He did...
Fiddler on the Roof.
He did Indiana Jones. He did Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter.
And, you know, he actually worked early on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he and Sherwood Schwartz were good buddies.
Yeah, he did some Lost in Space, The Virginian. This guy was skilled.
You remember the TV show, was it The Land of Giants?
Yes.
That was on, like, MeTV. I had MeTV in my hotel up at Grand Rapids. I don't have that and get that on DirecTV.
Yeah,
they had the old Batman on. There was the old Batman, and then they followed it with the... Is it Land of Giants or something? It's something Giants.
I think it is The Land of Giants.
And I vaguely remember that show from my childhood.
Land of Giants or
something like that. But John Williams, he's still working today. He did the music for the most recent Star Wars movies. They brought
Amazing.
Him out of Mothballs.
Amazing.
They brought him out of the practice room there at his music school. John Williams. 85 today. Ted Koppel, he's a well-respected newsman.
At 8:30 in the morning, the phone rang, and my wife, who's an attorney, was already off at work. The kids were in school, and there was a very distinctive voice on the other end of the phone, and it was kind of cutting through the haze. "Hello, Ted." I said, yes. And the voice said, President Nixon here. And having all my wits about me, I said, good morning, Mr. President. What can I do for you? And I swear to God, the first words out of his mouth were, I didn't realize you got up this early.
Ted Koppel doing his Richard Nixon impersonation. Who pretty knew? Good. That's him on Late Night with David Letterman. He was on Nightline for years and years and years and years.
Who had a better comb over, Gene Cady or Ted Koppel?
Ted Koppel. He wasn't bald, though. He wasn't. He wasn't. He just, that's just how he parted his hair. Had that thick TV hair, and that's just how he kind of parted it. Yeah. Ted Koppel is
good, though.
77 today. Nick Nolte, happy birthday.
Now get this. We ain't partners. We ain't brothers and we ain't friends. I'm putting you down and keeping you down until Gans is locked up or dead. And if Gans gets away, you're going to be sorry you ever met me.
Nick Nolte, 76. That's him and Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murphy said, I'm already sorry.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy from 48 Hours.
What a great movie.
That's a great movie. I think that was Eddie Murphy's first movie. That was before Beverly Hills Cop. That was his first movie. Hotel Rwanda, Off the Black, Prince of Tides. Of course, he was Counselor. Come out, wherever you are, Counselor. Cape Fear.
Oh, sure.
The remake of Cape Fear. Nick Nolte, 76 today. Comedian Robert Klein is 75.
I don't want to bore you with lectures. You know, it turns out George Washington, especially for his time and his task, was a great man. He was tall and imposing and brave. And the right man at the right time and risked would have been hung had we lost the revolution. He's, in truth, the father of our country. And I'm sure he'd be very, very thrilled to know that we secretly observe his birthday each year with a mattress sale.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Robert Klein, funny, funny stand-up comedian. Yeah. He has acted. He's been on shows. He had a cameo on King of Queens. Robert Klein is 75 today. Mary Steenburgen, married to Ted Danson.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in several movies. She is 64. She was in Back to the Future 3. She was the school teacher that Doc Brown.
Yeah, she was great.
She was in Calico. She was 60. She is 64 today. Doc Brown was smitten.
Yes, he
at
was.
At least he was smitten, and they eventually got married.
They both liked Jules Verne.
Yes, they did, which is kind of funny because yes. Look and You're Gone But Not Forgotten, who's celebrating today. Or would have been. Mary Steenburgen, 64. Joe Maddon, a pretty good baseball manager, led the Cubs to the World Series championship. Yes. He had some success with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's probably regarded as the best manager going right now.
Didn't he win with Tampa Bay, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did they win a World Series?
I thought maybe
they probably did. You might have to fact check on that.
Tampa Bay.
Those new expansion clubs, I get fuzzy when I start thinking about them.
Yeah.
63 today, John Grisham, and many of his books. I always wait for them to become movies. I've never read one because I know they're going to be a movie. The Firm, Pelican Brief, The Client, Runaway Jury, Skipping Christmas, which became Christmas with the Cranks, which is a classic. John Grisham is 62. He's from the Memphis area, so we heard a lot about John Grisham when I was living down there.
Sure.
Vince Neil, lead singer from Motley Crue. Motley Crue.
Coming to...
Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Coming to... Moondance, the rock fest this year, I believe Vince Neil.
Take a Ride on the Wild Side. Girls, girls, girls. Vince Neil, 56 today. Mary McCormick, she was in former child star, let's see, Murder One. She was on the West Wing, and she played the girlfriend and then the wife of Howard Stern in his movie, Private Parts.
Oh, sure.
That's her. She is having a birthday today. She's 47. The Big Show, who was originally known as The Giant, when he was in WCW, and then he moved to WWF, and they said, no, there's only one giant. That's Andre.
That's Andre.
So then he had to change his name to The Big Show. Paul Big Show Wright, 45 today. Seth Green does a lot of voices in cartoons. He was in The Italian Job and works on Family Guy, Robot Chicken, among other things. Of course, he was in Austin Powers. He was, what's his name?
Dr. Evil's.
Dr. Evil's son.
Love child with...
Scott. Was it Scott?
Scott
Evil.
Who was his mom?
Fran Farbissina.
Yeah.
The leader of the militant wing of the Salvation Army.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
So Seth Green is 43 today. Comedian Cicely Strong, currently on Saturday Night Live. My favorite character that she does, and a lot of these, my favorite characters for some reason, are always on Weekend Update. But she does the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party.
A crush on anyone right now? Don't say me.
Well, actually, it is this girl, Jessica.
I have a crush on Gandhi. But I'm sure Jessica discovered India, too.
Oh, that's Cicely Strong from Saturday Night Live. Happy birthday. She is 33. Today's one of the Splash Brothers, Kay Thompson. You know Klay Thompson. That's Michael Thompson's son,
yeah,
right?
He's a pretty good player.
Pretty good player for the Golden State Warriors.
Pretty good shooter.
27 today. And surfer Bethany Hamilton, famous because she had her arm bitten off by a shark. Wrote a book about it, and then that book became a movie known as Soul Surfer.
Right, right.
And she is Bethany Hamilton. She is 27, the one-armed surfer.
Pretty impressive. All right, gone but not forgotten today. Civil War hero William Tecumseh Sherman. He's famous for his march through Georgia. And he was born on this day.
There's a tank
General
named
Sherman.
After him.
Yes, Sherman
Tecumseh.
Tank. Born on this day, 1820. We mentioned Jules Verne, science fiction writer Jules Verne. He's known as the father of science fiction. You may have read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Voyage to the Center of the Earth, and others, 1828.
He was a visionary. He had already pictured rockets and things way before they had actually anybody had actually even thought of them.
And Doc Brown and Mary Steenburgen's character were both big Jules Verne's.
They named their kids Jules and Verne at the end of Back to the Future 3.
That is correct. Actress Edith Evans, she was in David Copperfield, born on this day, 1888. You may remember the lovely Lana Turner from Peyton Place, Ziegfeld Girl, and The Postman Always Rings Twice.
Frank, listen to me. I'm not what you think I am. I've made a big mistake in my life, and I've got to be this way just once to fix it.
They hang you for a thing like that.
Oh, but not if you do it right. And you're smart, Frank. You'll think of a way.
She married an old geezer of a husband in that movie.
They wanted to take
wanted
him
to get
out.
Rid of him. Yeah, that's what they were scheming.
They were plotting his demise.
Her and I think it's John Garfield.
I believe his guy's name. 1921 for Lana Turner. Alice Cramden, one of the greatest TV characters of all time, opposite Jackie Gleason.
How could she put up with all that?
How did she put up with Jackie Gleason's character in The Honeymooners? We're talking about Audrey Meadows.
And she had a great voice.
I've known a few turkeys in my life. Haven't we all? But the last thing that I need is a turkey of a turkey for Thanksgiving. For the most important dinner of the year, I wouldn't take a chance on anything but a Butterball.
Hey, it's Audrey Meadows for Butterball Turkeys.
Very nice.
Anybody could pull out the Honeymooners stuff.
Yes.
But
there she is.
Who else would have Audrey Meadows as she is talking about Butterball Turkeys, endorsing Butterball Turkeys?
Emmy Award-winning actress Audrey Meadows and her sister, also an actor, Joyce. They were. Audrey was born on this day, 1922. 3 years later, one of the great actors of our time, Jack Lemmon, was born on this day in 1925.
Oh, for God's sake, can I remind you, Einstein, May was no prize.
She was to me.
I was married to the woman 20 years. She was no prize.
She was to me.
Yeah, well, that's why you're a moron. If you'd ended up with May, you never would have had Amy. And Amy was a good woman.
Grumpy old men.
There they are. They're just tremendously funny and... He was in a lot of movies before he got to Grumpy Old Men. Jack Lemmon.
Odd Couple.
Was born on this day, 1925. Let's go to actor James Dean. He was in East of Eden, Giant, Rebel Without a Cause, and filmed an infomercial for safe driving and then got killed in a car crash driving too fast. Shortly thereafter.
He didn't listen to himself.
No, it was a mistake. That was James Dean, who was born on this day, 1931. And we got to back up to 1928. You remember the TV program, The Superman, the 50s
right.
TV show?
Watch it all the time.
The guy who played Jimmy Olsen was a guy by the name of Jack Larson.
I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Kent. Thanks, Chief.
Don't call me Chief!
Don't call me Chief.
Jack Larson, who played Jimmy Olsen, born on this day, 1928. And Larry Verne was born on this day, 1936. Do you remember his big hit, Mr. Custer?
What am I doing here?
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Did you mention he was born in Minneapolis, Twin Cities?
Should. Yeah, he's the local guy.
Kemosabe. Kemosabe. Oh, I guess that's not it.
No.
Getting arrows shot at him.
That's Larry Verne.
I don't think you get away with a song like that today.
I don't think you can. And one more here. I know one of your favorites. He played Arnold on Different Strokes. He was the diminutive Gary Coleman.
Gary, I'd like you to meet Miss Florida Evans.
Ed Flew! Pleased to meet you.
That's Mrs. Evans to you, young man.
Mrs. Evans? Oh, come on, lady. Where are we, at a Tupperware party?
That was his first big appearance on TV.
Mr. and Mrs. Jive.
Yeah. He was on Good Times he was on Different Strokes.
Gary Coleman was born on this day, 1968, left us way too young.
And we've got one more that I forgot to mention. I assumed it would be on your list, but it isn't.
Soft and low, the music falls.
Dan Seals.
Wow.
I can't stop thinking about you. Thinking about you.
There he is, singing with his buddy John Ford Coley. And the Knights are forever without you.
One of the
you.
Great soft rock duos of the 70s, England Dan and John Ford Coley.
I can listen to their greatest hits over and over and over.
So good.
And he's got a couple of songs. Of course, he went to country then, yes. As we know.
Oh, for sure.
And he has a couple of songs where it sounds just like he sounded.
For
with
sure.
England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Yeah, one of the first guys I ever introduced back when I was at KRWB in Roseau. He came to the county fair up there.
Okay, so Dan Seals. And I didn't write down when he was born, but I know it was on this date.
I would think in the 50s,
yeah.
Early 50s.
Yeah, he
50s,
passed
maybe.
Away. He passed away way too young,
did he have,
of course.
He had cancer or something, Dan Seals, I think.
February 8th, 1948.
48, okay.
1948. He's gone.
But not
forgotten.